Meditation 2, Equanimity Meditation. Begin by calming the mind with a few minutes of breathing meditation. Simply bring your awareness to the breath at the opening of the nostrils, where you can feel the sensation of the air flowing in and out. Let your awareness settle on the in and out cycle of your breathing. And when distracting thoughts or emotions arise, simply take note of them and let them go, without any conversation, without engaging in any way with these distracting thoughts. And gently bring the awareness back to the breath. Now imagine that you are surrounded by all the people of your life, friends, enemies, and strangers. Imagine that these people are really here with you, doing this meditation with you. Bring them to life. And then adjust your motivation. Consider your intention for study and meditation on the mind. Carefully make the determination to use this study and meditative practices to increase your understanding and insight, and to take the next step on your spiritual journey for your own sake, for the sake of all the people of your life, and by extension, all universal living beings. Now, from among all the people of your life who are surrounding you, select three people and place them in front of you. A close friend, relative, or lover, someone you hold dearly in your heart. And an enemy, someone you have a problem with, who causes anger or irritation to arise in your heart. One of the difficult people of your life. And a stranger. Someone you don't really consider at all, for whom you feel only indifference, uninterested disregard. And beginning with the friend, reflect in turn on your relationship with each of these people. We love our friend and can only see the good characteristics that attracted us to this person in the first place. This person we love so deeply can do no wrong, has no negative characteristics. But there are times when we disagree, have an argument, or our friend in a forgetful moment treats us badly. Then how do we feel? Where is our love? Where is the wonderful person who we call friend? In our moment of anger, we cannot find the good qualities that seem to be inherent in the personality of our friend. So in a single mind moment, the friend becomes an enemy. We have all had this experience many times in our lives. The marriage made in heaven ends in the divorce court. The love affair in catastrophe. The family that everyone admired as exemplary breaks up in anguish. The friendship of a lifetime breaks down under the least pressure. Where then is the truly findable eternal friend? Now reflect on the enemy. We've all had the experience of difficult relationships, fraught with irritation, anger, and tension. It is impossible in such situations to find anything likable in this enemy. But somewhere there is another one who dearly loves this irritating person, who thinks they are the tops. Who is right? Where is the real friend or enemy in this human being's mind-body complex? And sometimes these difficult, irritating relationships can turn into close friendships. The irritating person we sought to avoid becomes our supporter in a difficult situation. Then where is the enemy gone? Where can we find a true, eternal enemy? Finally, the stranger, someone to whom we are quite indifferent. And remember, every friend, every enemy has at one time been a stranger. Each person in our lives is sometimes the friend, sometimes transformed into the enemy, and sometimes almost as unknown as the total stranger. Our friend is someone else's enemy. Our enemy, someone's beloved. Where can we find a solid, never-changing friend, enemy, or stranger? Only our mind's projections create them. There is nothing inherent in the other that we can safely label friendly or difficult. Now dedicate the spiritual energy and creative potential that you've generated by bringing to mind the motivation that you established at the beginning, and dedicating the understanding, the spiritual energy, the creative potential that you have generated during this meditation to the realization of your goals, to taking the next step on your spiritual journey for your own sake and for the sake of all the people of your life. Friends, enemies, and strangers alike.